Just one halacha that we learn from the Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Tetzaveh. En korea shaliach simur kohanim el ad sheichle amen shel birkat na'e lehodot upi hasibur. Which means, when it comes to birkat kohanim, the Hazan says, atov shemcha ulcha na'e lehodot. Everybody answers amen. Only then does the Hazan say, kohanim. That means the kohanim need to be prompted before they make the beracha. They're told kohanim, and that gives them the signal in order to make the beracha. Now they shouldn't preempt to make the beracha until the hazan finishes saying the word kohanim. Now, that's in a case where you have at least two kohanim. But if you only have one kohen, it's obvious that you cannot say the word kohanim. Because there's no kohanim. And we don't say kohen either. So we have a custom, just in order that the Kohen should be prompted to know exactly when he should start. So somebody in the Kahal, outside of the Hazan, he says in a loud voice, Emor, Emor, like it says in the Pasuk, Amor Lahem. So we say Emor, which means say. So once the Kohen hears the word Emor, so then he knows that he can start the Beracha. If the Kohen doesn't hear the word Emor, he gets confused. He doesn't know, should he start or shouldn't he start? So that's why everybody in the Kahal has to know the Halakha. That's something the Hazan cannot do. Because Emor will be considered a Hetzek in his Amidah. Kohanim is not. Kohanim is part of the Beracha, so to speak. But not Emor. So that's the Halakha that everybody should know the Halakha. Now it shouldn't be 20 guys scream out Emor. But at least one person should do it so the Kohen knows exactly what to do. And in a case, let's say, where there is no Kohanim in the Bet Knesset, not even one. So then in that section of the Amidah, where we say, Atov Shemcha Ulcha Na'e Lehodot, is a special insert that's Elokeinu Veloke Avotenu, Barechenu Beberacham Shuleshet Batorah. The Kohen, the Hazan says that line over there, and he says, Yibarecha Hashem Yishmerecha. Now the Kahal does not answer Amen after these lines. The Kahal answers Ken Yiratzon. And they say, Ya'ira Sheparav Elech V'Honeka. The Kahal says, Ken Yiratzon. Ya'ira Sheparav Elecha, V'yasem Necha Shalom. And again the Kahal says, Ken Yiratzon. The Chesed Ha'alafim writes that some have a minhag, he calls it minhag Vatikin. That's the minhag of the Hasidim. That after the Pasuk Nisun they say, Ken Yiratzon B'Zchut Avraham. And after the second pasuk, they say Ken Yiratzon B'Zchut Yitzhak. And after the third pasuk, they say Ken Yiratzon B'Zchut Yaakov, B'Zchut Moshe, Aharon, Yosef, and David. Okay, that would be okay as well. But the point is that there is no Amen in such a case.